Good morning, sisters, brothers, comrades, friends. Good morning!
Good morning!
My name is Carlos Ramirez Rosa, and I represent the northwest side of the city of Chicago as alderman of the 35th Ward. And I'm proud to be one of the main sponsors of the Empowering Communities for Public Safety Ordinance. This ordinance was born out of struggle, born out of people who saw their family members killed by police officers, born by people who were tortured by racist police. It came out of struggle for people fighting to create a city where the police respected and protected black people, brown people, and everyone. See, because in this city we have an ugly history, and in this nation we have an ugly history of racist policing, of black people being murdered by cops, of black people being tortured by cops, of Adam Toledo, 13 years old, shot by a cop. Mayor Lightfoot ran on a promise that she would deliver on police accountability. She said that she would bring fundamental transformation to a broken policing system. She said that she would support the Grassroots Alliance for Police Accountability proposal. She broke that promise. And in her 2 years now, we saw the disrespect of Anjanette Young, the brutalization of Miss Anjanette Young. And in her 2 years now, we saw the murder of Adam Toledo. Where is the change that Mayor Lightfoot promised? Where is the civilian oversight that Mayor Lightfoot promised? The time is now. We don't want to see another case like Miss Anjanette Young's. We don't want to see another 13-year-old brown kid shot down in the streets. We don't want another cover-up. We don't want any more excuses. We want an ordinance that the people have been fighting for that will fundamentally transform policing in this city. And that is ECPS. See, ECPS, when we pass it, and we're going to pass it because we're a powerful coalition. When ECPS is enacted, it will create the strongest civilian oversight commission in the country. And in the city of Laquan McDonald, in the city of Adam Toledo, we've got to pass the strongest version of civilian oversight in the country. But ECPS is the people's ordinance. It's a democracy ordinance because it allows us to go further. See, once we pass that ordinance, we will also be putting on the ballot a binding referendum. And that binding referendum will allow the people of the city of Chicago to decide if they want to do more. If they want to empower a civilian commission to not only hire and fire the superintendent, but to have a real say over the police budget and every single aspect of policing in our communities. Why is Mayor Lightfoot, why are the FOP afraid of democracy? Why are they afraid of the people controlling the police and ensuring that we have real accountability? We need a mayor that stands with our communities, not one that defends killer cops. We need ECPS now. And let me tell you something, sisters and brothers. We've got a lot of support in that city council. But as our brother just said, we need to get to 34 votes because, one, we need a veto-proof majority because we know the mayor isn't with us. And two, we also need to make sure that we can have the civilian commission and that we can have an election. And under state law, that requires 34 votes. So there were a lot of people who, when the mayor said she was for GAPA, they said, well, I'm for GAPA too. And now when the mayor said, no, actually, I don't really want any real civilian oversight. I just want the veneer of civilian oversight. Now a lot of aldermen suddenly have, you know, second thoughts, right? They're kind of saying, well, I don't know. I'm not necessarily for that. We've got to show them that this is the people's ordinance. We've got to show them that we're tired of waiting. We're going to knock those doors. We're going to make those phone calls. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
With your support, we're going to pass this ordinance. And let's be very clear. Just like yesterday's verdict, it will only be a step towards justice. Because we must not stop until we end racist policing in this country. We're going to get it done. Thank you.
Yesterday, as a nation, we waited in anticipation for a verdict that should have been a no-brainer. Because none of us knew if the system would fail us again. As we waited, that system took another life of a young girl in Ohio. As that trial was going, We lost a young man mere miles from where that trial was held. And here in our city, we lost one of our children. I have four children myself. And every day, along with every other parent, I am sure, I hold my children a little tighter and a little longer, praying that I can protect them from a world that does not see the beauty and humanity in their lives. When it becomes too much for me, I am comforted inside of my husband's strong embrace, but I know those same muscles that protect me could be what makes him most vulnerable if an officer decides that he fits a profile or that he looks menacing. We should not live in fear of our families being torn apart by police violence. We should not have to continue to add to the list of things that we, as working class people, as black and brown people, as people with mental health issues, have to do in the face of those we are told are trained professionals in order to survive. We have a right to determine the rules in which we all live, and passing the people's ordinance will ensure our collective voice is not only heard, but amplified. In deciding policy, in hiring and firing the COPA head, in deciding how we want our children to live and work and thrive in our communities. We shouldn't have to go through this every time. I shouldn't wake up every morning to another child gone. Whatever their age, it is someone's child. How long before it's my child or your child, your husband, your wife? We need to pass the people's ordinance now. The name says it all. Empowering communities for public safety. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Husam Maraja. It's Husam Maraja. I'm with the U.S. Palestinian Community Network and the Arab American Action Network on the southwest side of the city. I'd like to, first of all, salute our close friends and allies, the Chicago Alliance, BLM Chicago, SOUL, and others on this historic achievement. The Empowering Communities for Public Safety is an important radical reform that will lead to real democratic community control of the police. Let it be clear that this is not your typical government reform, but an effort to counter all of the mayor's phony, watered-down proposals and to unite the people of Chicago's demands for police accountability. I'd like to also remind everyone that this is not the end goal, but a huge step towards our ultimate goal, which is CPAC. Rest assured, my siblings, that the tireless grassroots efforts of the Alliance and other orgs has changed the narrative of police accountability in the city of Chicago. This is the people's demand, and we got this far because of the hard work, consistency, leadership of the Alliance and other black-led organizations. We saw how much the consistently powerful organizing to free Gerald Reed and other torture survivors has accomplished. The people, including the especially his incredible mother, Amanda Shackelford, fought nonstop to help Gerald secure his freedom. And I have no doubt, and the people all across the world had an uprising to make sure that the verdict of Derek Chauvin is guilty. And I have no doubt that the people will continue fighting until the ECPS ordinance is passed, and that the people will not stop until there is real police accountability in this city and beyond. The U.S.-Palestinian Community Network and the Arab American Action Network are steering committee members of the Alliance, and because the Black Liberation Movement is the most important movement in this country, we continue to stand behind your leadership and guidance in order to work to transform the society in which we live in. We continue to learn from your fight against racism in our own backyard and against white supremacist occupation and colonization of Palestine by the brutal Israeli forces. We continue to fight for the freedom of one of our friends, Atta Khattab, who has been kidnapped and jailed by the Israelis for no reason but that he's an organizer like so many of us.
It ain't right.
And on that note, I'd like to give a shout out to one of the masterminds and one of the first people that passed a similar ordinance in Berkeley back in the day, Gus Newport. Thank you for being here. And I'd like to mention that Danny Glover is a great friend. He's also here in the crowd. And he's a great friend of the Palestinian and Arab peoples and a very vocal supporter of the Palestinian BDS movement. He's a legend. They're both legends in the Black Liberation Movement in this country and internationalist fighters for peace and justice. We are honored to have you both here with us today. Welcome to Chicago, the people's town, the union's town. And to all the people who have not yet made up their minds about the ordinance, be on the right side of history. Because if you fail to act on this now, the people of the city and history will not absolve you in the future. This is the most important ordinance of your time, of your political career, and do the right thing. Sponsor it and vote yes. All power to the people.
Brothers and sisters of Chicago, it is a great pleasure for me to be here with you as you pass the people's ordinance. It is also a great pleasure for me to follow a Palestinian brother, because during the time that I was the mayor of Berkeley, I was on the Committee on the Question of Palestine to the United Nations and also the Committee Against Apartheid. I went to Palestine during the Second Intifada, got locked down in Gaza, and the things that I saw that our country continues to pour billions of dollars into is the most unjust situation in the world. We recognize that history is not truly recorded in these United States. It's propaganda. And right now, we have to begin looking at what we do to change the Constitution of the United States, which isn't worth the paper it's written on. This ordinance, which you all are putting together, comes from the people. And the greatest policies that I ever was able to put forth when I was the mayor of Berkeley came from the people, not necessarily from the politicians. I didn't aspire to be a politician. I got drafted. And after two terms, I recognized that I couldn't deal with the right-wing supremacists, nor the neoliberals, and all the people that goes into making up politics. But this ordinance that you all are putting forth, the whole world is watching you. Yesterday was just a baby step. They couldn't help but convict that police officer after what was saw at such and what everything else. But I want you to understand what you all are doing is the only thing that's going to lift up. And organizing is what makes the difference. We got to think about our next generation. All this police crimes, etc., and all this and that. I'm 86 years old. I was first busted by a policeman when I was 11 years old, arrested when I was 21. And, you know, what can I tell you? My great-grandmother was a slave. All those things show you we talk about this great democracy. No such thing as a democracy in this country. As our great friend and Danny Glover would tell you, Bob Moses, who was one of the great organizers in the civil rights movement in Mississippi Freedom Summer, said we live under a caste system. Now, that's usually related to India, going back to the Bandan movement some 3,000 years. But this is nothing but a caste system in the United States. And until the voice of the people is lifted up to make the changes through the kinds of policies you're trying to make, things won't make a difference. And I want you to know, we got to love one another. Martin Luther King, you talking about we aspire to the beloved community. We must love LGBTQ, transgender, Asian people, Native Americans, black, white, Jews, etc., whatever else. We're all human beings. And therefore, we want this policy to move. And I'll tell you, I will be back to support you as it goes on. And Danny Glover, my great friend and my brother, will be here also. Thank you very much. We love you.
It's a great saying that if we stand tall, we stand on the back of others who come before us. And certainly I'm proud to be here because I stand on the back of Gus Newport and the work that he's done in the service of peace and justice. And when we talk about peace and justice, we talk about without the absence of peace, there cannot be no justice. And peace is important in terms of bringing peace to our communities so those communities develop. The communities don't develop without the kind of peace and organizing that's necessary. Chicago's a great city. It stands right in the shadow of some important moments right here in this country's history. And the work that you do, every single one of you do, as we stand out here in the cold, is essential to making this city what is possible to be, what it can possibly be. The city for the people. The city for the people. There may be many stories about Chicago. Many stories about Chicago and its kind of police force, its gangsterism and everything else. But we can only make this city to be what it has to be, it must be, by coming together. We've been around here, we talked about this. When I said we stand on the shoulders that so many come before us, I said that because that your faces, your voices, your feet, your marching, your organizing is essential right now for us to tell the story and rewrite not only this city's history, but to rewrite another history for this country and another history of the world. We have to be right here. King said it, we're not an island. We're here, we're not an island. What is happening here in Chicago is seen right here all over the world. They know about this. This is the action that we take in the service of justice, in the service of peace, and the service of building the communities, the beloved community, as Mayor Newport said. But we need you to be active. We need you to be active and continue to be active. It's only change has come with that action, the action that you make today. I've been to Chicago on many occasions, whether it's the work that I do or whether it's projects that I've worked on. I've been in Evanston, Illinois, just around the corner, not far from you, where they have a reparations project that's going on. Yeah. Or justice. If there's no justice, there cannot be no peace. And the ordinance that is being presented today, the people's audience, look here, it's cold out here. if my mouth doesn't work here, okay, at this time of the morning, it's cold out here, but I'm saying that the people's ordinance is your kind. It's a step. It's you calling on all those who come before you, all the ancestors, all those who fight at this particular moment. You're the embodiment of that right now. Your young feet, your young hearts, your young strength is going to get this done. It's going to rebuild this city and build this city. And you have to understand it. And it keeps on. A luta continua.
I just want to say one more thing. I did reorganize the police when I was the mayor of Berkeley. And we did it through and with the people. When Ronald Reagan was governor, he closed down the mental health institutions. And all of those people started coming to Berkeley, San Francisco, and Oakland. They were the homeless. But police were busting them. And I recognized what we had to do. I took some police, some yellow school buses, put them out on Marina, put porta potties in them, let the homeless stay in them, and then put portable showers outside. Let them use my conference room to meet and discuss, and gave each one of them a mailbox so they could get on SSI and other things. You can't organize for people, you have to organize with them. And then we looked at police units and everything else. A lot of them barely had a high school education. Many of them, we found out, had violated and whipped people even before they got on the police force. A lot of the blue coats were no good before, but we don't do any background. Because they represent this capitalist society that wants to perpetuate that which the founding fathers found. The founding fathers, who were they? White wing, white supremacists who were landowners who wanted to control all. Remember, we as blacks in the founding constitution were considered only 3/5 human beings. Women couldn't vote. Native Americans, we created the first apartheid when the dregs from British society came over here and put the Native Americans on reservations, etc. Look at the truth of what this history has been in this country, how it's practiced, and what the police are doing in many times is to perpetuate the status quo so that those people who control capitalism, etc., whatever else, can stay in charge. This ordinance you all have put forth is the greatest thing I've seen post the civil rights movement and is included. We want you all to keep up the work. Hopefully, the Board of Aldermen will give a 2/3 vote today. But if they don't, tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day. And as we used to say in the civil rights movement, look at your sister and brother next door. Give them a little hug. We love one another. It's all about us people. God bless you all.
In the holy scriptures I seek to lead my life by, there is a mark of a leader who has lost the right to lead. Of a leader so unjust, they must be risen up against, and that mark is the mark of dead children. Pharaoh, afraid that the children of the enslaved Israelites would rise up against him, kills those children, and the Exodus and Moses come up against him. Herod, afraid of the stories he hears of what Jesus will do, kills children, and it is the mark that he has no right to lead people. We live in a city where Adam Toledo was the 13th child to be killed by Chicago police since 2013. Those who lead now have lost the right to lead because of the children who have died. I have one question for anyone who is not sure. If you do not know, if you want Empowering Communities for Public Safety to be the new law of our city, and that question is, who has kept you safe? Who in your neighborhood has kept you safe?
We keep us safe.
We keep us safe.
We keep us safe. We keep us safe.
Who has brought you food when you were hungry? Who has picked you up when you needed a safe ride home? Who has walked with you in the middle of the night? Who has kept you safe? The people have kept us safe. And isn't it those neighbors who you want to be in charge of public safety? Isn't it those neighbors, those people who have earned the right by showing you how they keep you safe, who should be the people at your district and in your city who decide what safety looks like and lead it forward together? That is what this ordinance would mean for us, that the neighbors who keep us safe would have the power to do it, would have the power to do it in greater ways than in any other city in the country and than they have ever had before. It is not the end, but it is a step. And it is one we can take together, and it is one that this city council can take together if they have the bravery to do it. There
There is a story that Jesus tells of a persistent widow. Because the criminal justice system, it turns out, has always gotten the way of people living their lives and having their freedom and their justice and their mercy for one another. And it says that the judge would not give her justice, but she would not stop knocking. She knocked and he would not give her justice, and so she knocked again. She knocked and he would not give her justice, and so she knocked again. And so I say to you, Alderman, if you don't know already that you are voting on this, we are not going to stop knocking. So get yourselves in order, because the people deserve to lead their own safety. We keep us safe.
Nicholas Richard Thompson from Black Alliance for Peace.
Thank you, Brother Kobe. Thank you for everybody that is here today to fight for ECPS. We recognize in the Black Alliance for Peace that the only way we can transform society is through mass movement, not through charismatic leaders or benevolent politicians, because they don't exist. Politicians exist to serve the interest of capital. And I'll give you a couple of examples, right? So the 1033 program is something that we oppose in the Black Alliance for Peace because it transfers military-grade equipment to local and state and federal police departments. How can they keep you safe with tanks and body armor, assault rifles, and drones? That doesn't feed people, it doesn't house people, and it doesn't take care of people's mental health or health care in general. The police do not exist as a role for public safety. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled they have no constitutional obligation to protect you. It's a sham, it's a lie, and it's deliberate confusion. They exist as tools of social control domestically and internationally. They have tactics. They'll say things like, this is in the interest of national security. The same way when they'll say it's the interest of public safety here, to justify violence and repression. They have tactics. The tactics is this. They'll underfund public and social services so they underperform so they can privatize them for private profit. They prioritize profit over people, the guiding logic of a capitalist system, and this rapacious system doesn't serve the interest of people. That's why we have to collectivize and oppose it, right? Other tactics that they use globally is economic sanctions to destabilize countries to justify militarization. They spend $3 billion annually to Israel to occupy Palestine, and these people train your police forces here as well. They're in cahoots together. So we have to be collectively organized to oppose it, because if they're standing together, we have to be. We can't just do it half measure. We can't just destroy and get rid of the violent policing nature here. We have to recognize we have to do it on an international level, because the guiding logic of capital is to be protected. Who protects it? Police. Policing as a concept must be eradicated. Yes, sir. We must change it. Yes. Public safety is not weapons armed to the teeth. Public safety is not occupation of our communities that need resources. You can't close down schools and then say, why is there so much violence? Why are these things happening? You deliberately manufactured conditions of poverty, and now we have crimes of survival, and the only thing you can respond with are police. America is one of the greatest human rights violators, and it can never resolve it, because its existence depends upon it. It depends upon exploitation. It depends upon repression, and it depends upon violence. Stolen land, stolen labor is what created the country, and violence and stolen land and stolen labor is what maintains it. From all the way from Africa to Latin America to here, we have to recognize why police exist, and that is tools of social control. So passing this ordinance is a very first step in ensuring that we can protect our communities. Controlling the budget, hiring, firing, and policy. The communities dictating, deciding, and determining the direction of their community. I'm going to let my brother Noah speak a little bit too.
Yeah. Good evening. Good morning, y'all. So, we live in an empire, a settler colonial empire, run from the enslavement of Africans and the displacement of indigenous peoples.
Let them know.
At the Black Alliance for Peace, we say no compromise, no retreat.
No compromise, no retreat.
No compromise, no retreat.
No compromise, no retreat!
For the liberation of African peoples here across the diaspora and especially on our continent. Through the 1033 program, we see the ways in which U.S. military-grade weapons are utilized on the streets in our cities, particularly in Chicago. We see the ways in which Lori Lightfoot utilizes these forces to continue to terrorize African peoples all across this city. We say no compromise, no retreat, because we have a demand, and we argue that we must be liberated, that we cannot wait for this city to decide how we choose to live our lives. Our power is in the people. All power to the people. The fight for the liberation of African peoples all across the world is not simply a matter of right versus wrong. It is a matter of survival. It is a matter for a life worth living, a life with self-determination. At Black Alliance for Peace, we believe that it is in the power of the masses, in the power of African peoples, along with those that choose to stand in solidarity with us, that we can then eventually be free. No compromise, no retreat!
No compromise, no retreat!
No compromise, no retreat!
No compromise, no retreat!
Let's pass this people's ordinance. Thank you.
All parts of people.
Now I want to welcome up Gerald Reed to come and say a few words.
I want to thank my city for putting me back out here. I want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart because it couldn't be done if it weren't for y'all and God. I'm a spiritual man. I believe that God put y'all in my life to change something. If y'all can change one person's life, we can change a lot more. Not because of incarceration. I left a lot of brothers there. It's not about me. You know, I was tortured, but at the end of the day, I proved my right. They didn't prove their wrongs. They'll never step up to do what's right, because that's what this ordinance is about. This ordinance is for to make people understand that we got eyes on you. If we don't got eyes on you, they're going to do what they want to do and get away with it, steal money. But you closing down schools. But you talk about the violence every day. Is that right? Is that right? I'm talking about what is right, though. Being an ordinance. Somebody watching you. Now, you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing because everybody got an eye on you. But we have to pass this ordinance because it protects our kids. It protects our old elderlies. We just got to come together and show we are a group of people. We are powerful with numbers. This not about no black. This about not no white. This about everybody that's suffering from something or somebody. That ain't right, is it? That ain't right, is it? I feel a whole lot of love in this place right here. When you see crowds of people coming together for a cause bigger than yourself, step out on faith and say, you know what? I'm going to support this. I'm going to see what it can do for us. Because what they did for us then failed. A failed system put guys in prison for something they didn't do. A failed system just discriminated about homosexuality. That's their preference. Whatever you may be proud about what you do in life. Somebody always told me, this old man told me, say, if you're driving and you're looking out the windshield more than you're looking out the rearview mirror, something wrong. Because you're looking behind you more than you're looking in front of you. What do we have in front of us? Or ordinance. that can change everything from us looking at that rearview mirror, because that's something of the past. And please believe me, those who helped me get here, I'm gonna show y'all I was worth coming out here for. Because I sat down for 30 years, people's careers, they can retire 30 years. I sat in prison for 30 years. But did it break me? Did it break me? Did it break me, mama? I'm here. And I want to support what's going on for righteous in our city. If we don't change it, it's not going to get changed. If we don't stand on them, they're going to continue to say, we're going to stand on them. So how many people been stepped on their neck? You felt it hurt, didn't it? Didn't hurt. It hurt, didn't it? I wish everybody at least felt some kind of pain like that, and then we all start saying, pain do hurt. Pain hurt like a mug, don't it, mama? I know so well, because I'd put you through something. Even as a child, we do wrong things, but now you got to correct yourself and brush yourself off. I just seen a lot of little young loose around here this week, and they inspire me. They inspire me to do better. The kids are our future. This ordinance pushed for our future. So if those two don't help, I don't think nothing else will. I love y'all, and peace to all y'all.
Good morning, everybody. All power to the people. All power to the people. I said all power to the people. See, I don't need the TV cameras. I don't need the politicians. I got you. This is about the people. This is the people's ordinance. We are the ones who make change in this country. CBS News don't make change. NBC don't make change. And you know what Fox News does. They don't make change. We make change. That's why Derek Chauvin was convicted. Because we make change. 26 million people in the streets in all 50 states of the United States is what brought about that conviction. Led by our black youth. Led by our black youth. That's what brought about that change. You got to understand what makes change in this country. And I know you understand because you're a part of it. We make it. We want this ordinance passed. But understand this. They're not doing us no goddamn favor by passing this ordinance. They ain't doing us no favor. That's our inalienable right. We ain't out here begging. We ain't begging for no change. We demanding change. Demanding it. We don't beg change. We demand change. We fight for change. We struggle for change. So be clear about who you are. And be clear about what you're doing. Because once you start begging for you know, don't get on your knees because it's too hard to get up. Don't bend over because it's too hard to straighten up. Stand up and fight back. That's what we do when we're under attack. And we're under attack right now. They just killed a 13-year-old child. With his hands up. Now, that was on camera, too. But has anybody been arrested? Is anybody being charged with anything? So we know how deep the bull is, don't we? We know how deep it is. See? Yeah. We celebrate a victory. We celebrate that racist Derek Chauvin being convicted on all three charges of murder. But George ain't coming back. Adam Toledo ain't coming back. Tamir Rice, another child, is not coming back. So the day of reckoning hasn't come yet. Because when the day of reckoning comes, we will know who's in charge.
we will know who's paying for their crimes for real. And that day of reckoning is coming. And the people who run this country, the people who wax fat off of companies and profits and exploiting people while we're in a pandemic, some billionaires became billionaires again. So a day of reckoning ain't came yet. But know this, it's coming. And the reason why it's coming is because you won't stop fighting. We won't stop fighting. You know, don't throw us a crumb and say be happy. Don't do that. Don't give us one victory after you let 10,000 go and say be happy. Be grateful. Be grateful that we convicted Derek Chauvin. Be grateful. We are not great. We come out here to fight today. We coming out to fight tomorrow. And we coming out to fight until we get victory. Because what? We know that we can win. We dare to struggle. We dare to win. What's that chant from Masada? Come on with it.